The 168-member country bureaucracy was tasked with organizing, regulating, and controlling all mineral-related activities in the international seabed area for the benefit of mankind as a whole, with proceeds shared among those who develop the resources and the rest of the international community. The treaty gives the ISA two almost mutually exclusive mandates, said Aileen Jekyll, a specialist on international seabed mining law at Potsdam University Institute for Advanced Sustainable Studies in Germany. One to administer the mineral resources for the good of mankind, and the other to protect the marine environment from any harm from mining. They are almost impossible to comply with because any mining will have environmental consequences. There is no way around that. So the question then becomes, how much harm is acceptable? Those conflicting mandates may explain why the ISA has yet to issue a single commercial mining permit, and why, in its nearly three decades of existence, it hasn't even agreed on mining regulations, let alone how revenue from the globally owned resource should be distributed. So far, the ISA has awarded 18 exploration contracts in the CC zone to contractors representing China, Russia, and the United Kingdom, along with several other European, Asian, and island nations. The U.S., which has not yet ratified this treaty, tacitly abides by it, but has not sought any mining contracts. Once the mining regulations are formally established, exploration contract holders can apply for commercial mining permits. According to the ISA's mandate, mining revenue from those concessions should be equitably shared among members. Yet industry watchers expect that the organization will establish a royalty fee somewhere between 2 to 6% when it next meet in Kingston, Jamaica. A meeting scheduled to take place in July was postponed indefinitely because of the pandemic. In 2019, a group of 47 ISA members from Africa calculated that the proposed payment regime should lead to a return to member nations of less than $100,000 a year per country, hardly enough to foster healthy development of the world's economy, as stipulated by the directive to the ISA.